This is CPR News. I'm Stina Sieg in Grand Junction. Supporters of a man charged with murder in a 2023 road rage incident are asking the Denver DA's office to drop the charge. CPR's Tony Gorman reports he's due in court today.
Stephon Long told investigators that he shot and killed brothers Blake and Damon Lucas in self-defense. The 26-year-old said the two men cut him off on I-25. He said they then later began grabbing and hitting him. Long's mother, Stephanie Clifton, says the family remains hopeful throughout the case.
We're in this for the long haul. We're never going to give up, ever. So I'm going to continue fighting for my son. I'm going to continue voicing my opinion. I'm going to continue being out here in the community.
Long was initially charged with two counts of murder. One charge was dropped last October. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Governor Polis signed several bills Thursday that will support public transportation across Colorado. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
One bill will create fees on oil and gas drilling and then funnel that revenue to local transit authorities to increase service. Another will explore the creation of a statewide transit pass that could be used on different systems. And a third will levy a fee on rental cars to raise money for new passenger rail projects. The rental car industry is upset about that last bill and is pushing a ballot measure that would unravel all sorts of fees that power the state budget. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Drug overdose deaths increased in Colorado last year, rising nearly 4% to nearly 2,000 dead. That says the national total fell by 3%, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. CDC experts say it's too soon to know what's behind the national decrease. They note that last time a decline occurred in 2018, drug deaths quickly rebounded higher. This is CPR News. In Denver today, sunny skies, highs in the upper 80s.